Weeks before, a contingent of about 1,400 Ugandan soldiers arrived in Mogadishu in early March. Many Ugandans had openly questioned the wisdom of sending their troops to Somalia, which has been mired in civil war for nearly 16 years. But media reports say since 4 peacekeepers were killed and 5 more wounded in a roadside bombing Wednesday, public opinion, especially in the Ugandan capital Kampala, has moved sharply against keeping the troops in Somalia longer than the 6-month mandate. The reports say many Ugandans are concerned that the African Union mission in Somalia is diverting money, manpower, and resources away from efforts to resolve conflicts at home, including the long-running civil war against the Lord's Resistance Army rebels in the north of the country. There is also a growing belief in Uganda that President Yoweri Museveni pushed for a rapid deployment of troops, largely to appease the United States. After Ethiopian-led forces defeated Somalia's Islamic Courts Union in late December, Washington led international efforts to raise an 8,000-member peacekeeping force to protect Somalia's fragile secular interim government and to train its security forces. Agre Arori is an Ugandan political analyst and an advisor to President Museveni. He says Uganda sent troops to Somalia because it is the duty of African nations to help one another in times of crisis.
Anybody knows that once you take on a mission in military format, death is always facing you. What has happened is very unfortunate and should not change or move us from the original course. We did not go to Somalia on a bilateral basis between Mogadishu and Kampala. It was an AU commitment. Somalia is an African country, so we are expecting our other colleagues within the organization to answer the call.
But ordinary Ugandans complain about the lack of action by other African Union member states. Despite pledges from several other African countries, including Nigeria, Malawi, and Burundi, to send troops to Somalia, none have yet been deployed. In another blow to Uganda, the Addis Ababa-based African Union acknowledged earlier this week that despite receiving more than $10 million from the European Union to fund peacekeeping missions, the organization still does not have enough money to meet the needs of the mission in Somalia. Ugandan Defense Minister Crispus Kiyonga announced last Saturday that peacekeepers from his country would withdraw from Somalia when their mandate ends in September. The minister says he is expecting a UN peacekeeping force to take over the mission. It is not clear whether the minister was speaking on behalf of President Museveni, who had earlier warned the United Nations to stay out of Somalia and vowed to keep Ugandan troops in Somalia until the country was stabilized. Alicia Ruvioi News, Nairobi.